A new report underscores the challenges of getting mental health treatment when living in rural areas like much of Montana. The Bipartisan Policy Center report says integrating primary mental health and substance abuse care improves patient outcomes and is often more cost-effective. But 60% of rural counties lack a psychiatrist, and nearly half don't have a psychologist. Kendall Strong, with the Bipartisan Policy Center, says that means a majority of rural Americans must rely on their primary care provider for mental health services or travel long distances to get proper help.
And when they do go see a provider, a lot of the stakeholders we talked to mentioned that the stigma around getting mental health, behavioral health, substance use care in rural areas seriously persists, which is really worrisome because then we think that people just may not be going to get the care that they need.
1 in 7 Americans lives in a rural area. The report calls on Congress to create incentives for behavioral health care providers to work in rural communities to help address the shortages, perhaps even giving them a federal tax credit to stay employed there. Strong says the problems evident in rural areas mirror those in urban settings, but given the lack of adequate treatment resources in outlying places, the problems can become worse, requiring patients to need more acute care later on.
More acute care, as we know, is often more expensive, and because of the delicate interplay between behavioral health and physical health, and we know how they feed off of each other, we've seen instances in which not taking care of your primary care worsens your mental health and vice versa.
The report also says the need for mental health services rose dramatically after the COVID pandemic and notes a spike in suicide and drug overdose deaths, especially among American Indian and Alaska Native populations. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Mark Moran. Find our 8 trust indicators for transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.